And you're studying this remarkable brain, this remarkable gene, and how it's involved in leading to Huntington's with these expansions of the CAG repeats. You're studying it in quite unusual and remarkable animals, I believe.
Yeah, why sheep? I grew up on a farm in South Otago. Sheep are docile, but they're also intelligent. They've got big brains. I could see our models wandering around a paddock, eating grass and living an ordinary sheep life until we wanted to look at their brains. And so it seemed to me, at least for these late-onset neurodegenerative diseases or Huntington's disease, is that we could make an ethical model where they live a normal sheep life until they don't, if that makes sense. So that's just the line, the ethical line that I draw. And we knew something about the sheep brain structure and actually how to manage them in a farming situation. We're good at looking after sheep and we're good at understanding sheep. So it's a combination of things. And the sheep genome or the sheep genes are a little bit closer to human. And also we knew that we could do behavioural things with sheep because sheep have behaviours, or we imagined we could, but Jenny's really taken that to a major different level. Well, she's done an incredible job there.